Sabbath, everyone. Happy Sabbath to those on the webcast as well. So my family knows this about me. I have this tendency to grab onto something that interests me, and it becomes like a kick, something I really have to learn about, and I want to become good at something new, so I just dive into these different topics. And I start by researching and talking to people. I read articles. I watch tons of YouTube videos and even join a Facebook group or two. And the goal of all this is just to learn a new skill or art form. So living a life that's pleasing to our Creator also requires a lifetime of dedication and effort. Most of us here are here because we want to learn how to live the way God intended us to. And the thoughts I'm bringing up today are an effort mostly to wake myself up to the things that I need to be doing. And I'm going to use my new kick, if you will, of making pizza at home as a way to kind of revive an old commitment of following God. So I'd like to briefly touch on three aspects of learning a new skill. And these aspects are things I applied to making pizza. And now hopefully we can apply them to our Christianity. So, I really love pizza. My wife said, if only you loved me as much as you love pizza. And I said, don't be ridiculous. I love you just as much as pizza. But it seems pretty simple. Pizza, right? Cheese, sauce, bread, right? All I wanted to do was an authentic Neapolitan pizza. Simple. And you got just tomatoes, mozzarella, basil, and what the Italians call the cornicione. Sorry if you know Italian, that's butchery. But the idea is there, this soft, bubbly, flavorful crust with just the right amount of crunch. I thought, quick Google search, and I'll be an expert pizzaiolo. Not so. My simple search revealed almost 7 million results. It took about 2 seconds to get sucked down that rabbit hole, and now here I am, like months later, still learning how to do this. And it had just the right amount of science and just a little bit of art, and there's a lot of eating involved, so I loved it. So immediately I started with aspect number one to learning a new skill, and that is gathering information or knowledge. Good pizza crust has 4, maybe 5 ingredients. Print out the recipe and go, right? Well, you need to figure out the right hydration, and you need to figure out which flour you're going to use, because that affects your hydration. Are you going to use 00 flour, bread flour, all-purpose flour? What about protein content? It's going to depend on the cooking temperatures. Then you also have the fermentation time. Wait, cold temperature fermentation or room temperature fermentation? Maybe sourdough. So I have plenty of knowledge to gather. But the recipe for a proper godly life isn't really that complicated either, is it? Repentance, forgiveness, love God, love people. Pretty easy. You and I both know that that's not really the full story. So let's turn over to Proverbs 2. Turn to Proverbs 2, verses 6, or 3 through 6. I need to get a Bible with thicker pages. Proverbs 2 and verses 3 through 6. Familiar, I'm sure. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and you lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. If we are going to live by God's will, we need to eagerly dig for knowledge. We get into the law and the instructions of God to see how we can apply these simple ingredients in our lives, in all sorts of various circumstances. We see God's works, and we get to know him intimately, so that we can apply underlying principles. Sometimes the instructions are not clearly laid out. Just like reading articles and watching YouTube videos on pizza, we can dig for knowledge on God's character and get to know him the best we can. We scrounge for that knowledge like you would for treasure. If there were diamonds or pizza in this plant, you would search for it vigorously. We can also gather knowledge from fellowship. Squeeze your brothers and sisters here for knowledge. Learn what works and learn what doesn't from them. We can listen to the people in the Bible as well, other people's experiences. It's full of people's stories. Some of them are warnings, and some of them are examples. We have those sources that we can tap for more knowledge. We need to heed those warnings. I mean, Hosea said that God's people were destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's a warning for us. We don't want that. So we need to gather all the knowledge we can to learn how to be a better Christian. And that leads us to aspect number two, gathering equipment. Knowledge alone will not make a perfect margarita pizza. Knowledge alone will not make a complete Christian. This is one aspect that I feel like we might have it easier as Christians than the perfect pizza seeker. And I don't use the term easy lightly. Keep in mind, I'm comparing gathering tools for godly living to gathering a 2,000-pound brick oven. So it's a little bit different. Neapolitan pizza has to cook between 750 and 900 degrees. That's pretty tough. You need a special oven for that. You have to get all of it, the peel, the turning peel, the proving boxes. You need all those tools. You need the tools to get it right. The equipment needed to follow God is a testament to the generosity and the love of the God that we serve. It's all free. To those who that have submitted their lives to God, obviously. I mean, that's a pretty big price, but we've already done that, so this is all bonus. No one is excluded from God's way for lack of resources. Maybe humility. If we lack humility, you might be excluded, but not for lack of resources. And this leads me to one of my favorite memory verses. It's 2 Peter verse 1, or chapter 1, verse 3. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible because it really spices it up and I like it. So I'll read that to you. For his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness through the true and personal knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Isn't that nice? I love that. God's power through his spirit makes it possible to live right before God. We should never underestimate the capability of this equipment. He also made the sacrifice of God available to all at no charge. He gave us all the gifts, the spiritual gifts that are bountiful in this congregation right now. And those gifts are so that we can meet service requirements of living God's way. It's a way of giving. We serve each other. He gives us wisdom. He gives us escape from temptation. There's the armor of God that can protect and defend us. He has indeed given us all we need to get the job done. The equipment is there when we need it. The last aspect of skill making is, I was going to call practicing, but I like the word experimenting better. It doesn't have those negative connotations of playing a musical instrument in third grade. So kind of like a scientist in a lab learning from test results, Pizza Sunday is my chance to apply my knowledge that I've gotten from YouTube and learn how to use my tools correctly. I really enjoy seeing the pictures on Facebook. They have a hashtag called Ugly Pizza Contest. And most of mine would qualify for that hashtag, but it's fun and it makes it more realistic and keeps us humble and we're all on this path together learning. So we aren't going to just be baptized and automatically be the perfect Christian, right? We've all experienced that before. We know that. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to slip up. But God's way is a real way, and we are supposed to live that way in this life, too. So it's for us now, and if we don't admit we aren't going to do it perfectly, we probably won't ever really get started. So whenever I get on a new kick, I follow these people, and I always notice that there's those that are in there doing it and making mistakes, And there's those that have never made a mistake, but they never really got involved and never tried it, right? So we have to try. We need to understand that we will never reach a good result if we don't at least jump in and get going. Let's turn to another very familiar verse in James, James 1:22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself and goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. We need to be moving, acting, trying to do his will. Most of us have been hearing the way for a long time. We've accumulated some amount of knowledge of God's way. Many of us have the Holy Spirit guiding us through baptism. But what about the doing? Are we doing it? And again, remember, this is for me. I'm not instructing you as much as trying to cheer myself on. Have we learned to combine our knowledge of God and the tools he's given us with skillful ability to do his will? Have we attempted to use godly principles in the real world? Are there any skills we still need to hone? So I did an experiment once, and it started with me really making someone upset. I was on a job, and I used a saw that I believed to be a company saw. I believed a company saw that was allowed to be used for whatever, only to find out that it was my associate Dustin's personal saw that he had specially set up for trim carpentry with a very special blade, and it was also like a sentimental gift from his grandfather or something. So he was upset. So I apologized profusely. I offered to buy him a new blade to no avail. He's also a homeschooler. We had that connection, but it wasn't helping. So normally I'd be like, okay, I apologize. I offered to buy him a new blade. It's on him now. It's on him. It's his attitude problem. But I decided to do an experiment with restitution. So I tried something new. I went in my toolbox, got out my antique, locally manufactured block plane, spent 2 hours lovingly sharpening this thing to a razor's edge while my mind is saying, don't do it, don't do it. And I boxed it up and I gave it to Dustin. And I felt a little terrible because I was losing something that was special to me, but I'm imagining that this is what it felt like to him when someone was abusing something that was special to him. So it was an experiment to see what would happen. And now he's like my best buddy on the job site. Whereas before it was awkward to even see him, he's a better friend to me now than I ever thought he would be before I touched his saw. So have we learned to apply these skills in real life? Have we tried them? Maybe they might not even work for us the first time, but have we experimented with all these godly principles in the real world? We are all here to learn and grow. We can become better Christians by loading up on knowledge and recognizing these tools that God has given us. We can experiment with these tools to learn to use them better and to apply our knowledge to real life. If we do these things, we will increase our skill as Christians and realize life-changing gains.